You're listening to Chamberworks, A Study in Contrasts on Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle, and this is listener-supported Classical 89.5 KMFA Austin, Voice of the Arts for Central Texas. And as promised, a contrasting work next, the String Quartet 1974 of Ellen Tafe Svillick. This is an intense, rather dark piece, far from the exuberant lyricism of Pharynx Sextet. It comes from what we can call Svillick's early period, when she was in her mid-30s and working in a style more abstract and dissonant than that of her present style. As a child in Miami, Svillick studied piano, trumpet, and violin. For a number of years, she was an active violinist in the New York freelance scene, and she was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra during the musical directorship of Leopold Stokowski and beyond. She began composing at age 10. She studied at Florida State University, where she now teaches. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a DMA in composition from Juilliard, having studied there with Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. In recent years, Svillick has received commissions and performances from virtually every major American orchestra. She held the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall for a number of years, and she was named the 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. In her program notes to the string quartet we're about to hear, she says the piece is dedicated to her teacher, Roger Sessions. It is in four movements, of which the first serves as a prologue and the fourth as an epilogue to the piece as a whole. The two inner movements explore contrasting facets of string playing. The second movement is dominated by material of a marked and vigorous character. The third movement is predominantly lyrical. The work is also motivated by the drama inherent in the conversation among four equals. Let's hear it now, performed by the New York String Quartet.